I'd like to give a hearty thank you to first Leah, then Hope and Elaine, Ross and Nell, and Brad and Hannah for the way that you have shared with us part of your story here today. I've often said that I don't know if I could be a person of faith in a vacuum. I need people. I need people to tell me their stories so that I reflect on mine and my faith grows in that way. And I think we do that each week when we get to this point in our service with sharing time, where we bring our joys and our concerns to each other and share in each other's lives and hold each other in prayer. So that's the moment we've arrived at. If you have things to share with each other, whether you're here in the sanctuary or whether you're on Zoom, we invite you to share now in this time. When we hear from someone, we will conclude Lord, hear our prayer.
Hi, Meredith Weidman in the sanctuary. For those of you who were here last week, that I was laid off at work, and this Friday is my last day, so it's been stressful week. On Thursday, we announced to the rest of the staff, and it was hard. I think I'm getting a nosebleed. I'm getting a lot of nosebleeds, I think, because of stress and dry weather. But the good news is that Ben got a part-time job, and I'll let Ben finish because I'm going to go to the bathroom.
It's a dangerous thing to try and put words in your spouse's mouth. I got a part-time job. Meredith has 2 months of severance time here, and in the meantime, we assume that there will be a position open at her place of work. She just needs to decide if it is right to continue there or to try and find something else. My part-time job is very part-time as a bike mechanic at the new Two Brothers bike shop at the mall end of town. It certainly does not pay as well as a nursing position, but it will be a nice little thing to do for a few months here while we figure out what's next. God of love, hear our prayer.
Nathan Durstein here in the sanctuary. The end of last year, my wife Allison shared that we were kind of facing some uncertain job prospects given the state of higher education and budgets at Penn State Altoona, where she works, and my temporary position being a postdoc at Penn State. And we have some bittersweet clarity to that, which is that she was offered a position at University of Richmond in Virginia, a tenure track assistant professor position. And she accepted that and was desired enough by them that she was able to negotiate a visiting assistant professor position for me. So that is a pretty awesome outcome for our job prospects, but it means that we are going to be moving to Richmond sometime this summer. So, yeah, that's hard to think about leaving this community. Moving with these kids and figuring out, you know, how to sell our house and find a new house and find daycares and all of that. So, appreciate your prayer through all that transition.
Church.
Yeah.
Church.
Can you let go, please, Vera?
Thank you for sharing that, Nathan. We'll be thinking about you and your family. It is bittersweet indeed. You have joined a long line of folks who have passed through this congregation on their way to somewhere else. But know that you go with the blessing of this place. We are ascending church for better and for worse, and we know that you will continue to carry the University Mennonite spirit with you as you move to Richmond. God of love, hear our prayer. Anyone on Zoom? Joel, I don't see those folks, but cozy looking people there inside. Anyone on Zoom? If not, please join me in prayer this morning. Creator God, we know that life takes many twists and turns, and yet when things come our way that are unexpected, it can really send us spinning. We thank you for your comfort and your guidance in the midst of these disorienting moments, in the ways that we search for new pathways, in the ways that we seek to follow your will. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for new life that no doubt lays ahead. We lift up those who have not shared here this morning, those who are holding unspoken prayers. We think about our Central Pennsylvania region. We think about our state. We think about our country, and we think about the world, a world that still feels so much violence, so much tension, and a lack of your peace. We commit ourselves again to strive to work for your peace and to seek to be your hands and feet as we move about the world. In your name we pray. Amen.